Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Time it is 9:01 p.m. Transmitting live from Mars, Jovi P, St. James, Midwest Z. We here doing the fiat, man. We got a great show for you guys lined up, kind of impromptu, but we can always find our foot. We always land on our feet, regardless of how you throw topics at us. We know how to do what we do. This is why we've been here doing on 3 years. Meth Burst Red tonight. This isn't an official versus, but I think the people would like to see that. The hip-hop community would. I'd love to bear witness such an illustrious task or such an illustrious challenge. Two brothers from different mothers, but, you know, they've been joined at the hip since, what, 94, 95, something like that? Some long-term relationship. And before we get started, though, we want to give a shout-out to the brother Midwest Z. Ladies and gentlemen, keep him in your thoughts and your prayers. He has experienced a loss in the family. One of the matriarch of his line of his family tree. Fell asleep over the weekend, but I'm pretty sure he's comforted by the good memories and the fond wishes of everyone who is close to him, that has reached out to him personally and publicly to give him their best regards for him. So again, hats up to you, sir. Strength, power, high vibrations, and good energy we send your way through you and your family's time. Be strong for the family, sir. Be strong for the family. That's what's about right now.
Appreciate it.
Strong for the family. Absolutely. I mean, if you want to say something real quick, 30 seconds, in memory of your grandma, feel free. The floor is yours before we turn this show into another type of situation.
Yeah, appreciate that. She's the last of 18 children, the last of her generation as a whole. You know, now my Uncle Frank is the next generation. It's odd. You know, you grow up with all these people, and they've always been old. You know what I'm saying? But to have lived 98 years healthy, no heart attack, no strokes, no cancer.
And beat that bug of this year, so they say.
And she beat the bug. Yeah.
She beat that bug of the year.
She did. Like you said, the matriarch. This one. You know, I know I'm the pause king, but this one hits a little different. You know, in every crisis, in every situation, she was always the pillar of strength. And so, you know, to see the pillar crumble is it's a lot to take on. But I do appreciate all the phone calls, all the text messages from everyone. Much obliged. Yeah, just Rhoda G. Benson, 98 years old. God bless her. She'll always be in my heart. And her namesake lives on to my brother's children. So
there it is. So on that note, let's just go to a quick break. With that, we're gonna keep the theme of Red vs. Meth going tonight. This is the most appropriate song I could think of to kind of encapsulate what's going on right now. So, yeah, man, we'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah.
You are my destiny. You're
anytime you need me, for real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my pussy away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Word life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the fucking lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my nigga. And your skin tone, 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the bone. Plus I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good shit at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 of 4th, never showing your stuff off, boo. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I can be your Noah, you can be my Wiz, then I can be your son. You can be my earth, resurrect the God through birth, best believe.
You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole steez, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good time with you. You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole steez, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good time with you.
On 8 p.m., Black ladies and gentlemen, transmitting live from Mars, Jovi P, Midwest Z, I'm Save James, 914-209-0866 is the number two dial. Meth vs. Red, that was a hell of a way to kick in the door. That song was nominated, and I think he won a Grammy for that song off of the album To Cal, him and Mary J making history, making an instant certified classic in the hip-hop alum to this day. And songs like that are what people tend to believe doesn't give Redman a chance. And now, as a conversation, yeah, well, listen. Obviously, Redman had way more commercial success than Redman did. All right. Just let alone for the fact of him being, you know, the Apple of a lot of females' eyes. And we know the demographic that pushes the needle when it comes to album sales and just pop culture. You know what I'm saying? So he has a whole nother audience that he caters to or that he satisfies just by him being in the fucking video. You understand what I'm saying? He ain't even got to be ain't got to be his song, but he could be the love interest of somebody's video, like in that breakup to makeup joint with D'Angelo or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
even though that was his song or whatever, but you dig what I'm saying, though. He was in the Alicia Keys joint.
He
you know what I mean?
He's the leading man.
He's a
yeah.
He's a leading man. He's a leading man. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to theater in the hip-hop community. So,
yeah,
I think that kind of speaks to the character of Method Man more than the hip-hop artist. Not saying he's a bum. Not saying that he was, you know, wasn't good. But when you want to compare catalog, the only way Meth stands a chance is if you include everything he did with the Wu. And that's just bottom line. You got to include everything he did with the Wu, and you got to include all of his features in order for him to stand a chance to Redman. All right?
I mean, I agree. I totally agree because just off of album, the obvious nod goes to Reggie. Like,
absolutely.
It goes to Reggie. I mean, like, the first three, and then he even kind of, you know, went, you know, caricature Redman for, like, 2-3 albums.
Right.
Them shit
now,
still okay to fire.
And that's the thing about it. See, now, that's where the conversation gets dicey with folks that don't really follow Redman. Because I was having a conversation prior to the show as I was loading music to it. And the list that I sent you, I apologize, I couldn't get all of the songs loaded, but I got about 65% of them loaded. Even I know it's an hour show, so we're not going to get to all of them. So I'm going to say this, I'm going to get into the next song. Those albums were questionable to most people, if not whack to most. You follow what I'm saying? Because my boy that I
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you the type of nigga that says those albums were trash. This nigga thinks that Lloyd Banks' music is better than Redman's.
Who?
Lloyd Banks, yeah, from G-Unit.
The nigga that looks like the porn star.
That yes, Brian Pumper. He looks like Brian Pumper. Oh shit! I never put two and two together. Never put two. They might be cousins. Brian Pumper from Long Island and Lloyd Banks from Queens. So you know, that's an air shot. That's an air shot away. That's Hyattsville in Northeast DC. You know what I'm saying? It's an air shot away.
That's
an air shot away. But those
but,
that don't
but not
follow
him,
Redman, huh?
But not him though.
But not him though. That's what I'm saying. Like. But again, we came to understand that this is all preference-based conversation. But if we want to get to the nitty-gritty of it, we want to talk artistry, we want to talk, like you said, catalog, we want to talk longevity in the game of relevant albums. Because from 91, 92 to 2001, with that last Malpractice, that was like his last good shot at an album, Malpractice. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people said that was his falling off party, whatever, like that. I still thought Malpractice was a decent effort. But obviously, the crown jewel is Muddy Waters, which nobody's going to argue. Nobody's going to argue that at all. That kind of, like, you know, solidified Red in the game in 96. Because that was the 96 album. 96 was such a heavy year in hip-hop.
And
for you to have a crown jewel in 96, that had to say something.
And hands down, like, you're not even going to sit there and tell me that Method Man has anything as a solo project that's closely related to in any type of radius of Muddy Waters.
Absolutely not. Takal was okay on its best day. It had four tracks on it that I liked. That title track was good. What the Blood Clot. Sub Crazy, obviously All I Need, and then there was one other joint that was like a toss-up depending on how I felt for the day. I want to say it was PLO Style. Depending on if I felt listening to it, I would listen to that song. You know what I mean? But that was about it. That was about it. And the best you got from Meth, because to Cal too, straight, you know, dumpster juice. Like that Judgment
Day
song.
That's that dumbass fake futuristic shit.
Yes, 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 yes. That shit was dumpster juice. And at that
nigga
point,
Buster had everybody doing them shit.
Yes, 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 he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So, you know, it just, you know, the features game saves Method Man's career. You know, he was a part of arguably the greatest group in hip hop history. You know, arguably, because that, you know, a lot of people can have their own arguments and be completely right in their case when it comes to the best group in hip hop history. But for my generation, for me, for what I witnessed, Wu-Tang was the greatest, most influential group in hip hop history, as far as I'm concerned. And right place, right time. And I'd say he was a bum because he had some shining moments, but there were far few in between, and he couldn't put a whole project together.
He was
together.
Ron Harper, son. He was Ron Harper.
I wouldn't give him that. That's wrong. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. I'll give him Mello.
So you say he was Tony?
I'll give him Mello.
He was Tony?
I'll give him Carmelo. He's Carmelo. He was a...
No, I'm talking about... You brought up the reference. I'm talking about... This is the Bulls.
Okay.
That nigga's Ron Harper, son.
If he's the Bulls...
He's Ron Harper, son.
Okay, he's Ron
if
Harper.
If he's them Dynasty Bulls...
Dynasty
Ron
Bulls.
Harper, B.
I can't argue with that. I'm trying to find a rebuttal.
He's like the third or fourth best option.
I can't argue with that right now. But
all right, so argue me this. Now let's look at their respective squad. And I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm trying to, you know, I'm painting the picture.
Okay. Ask the question. We're gonna go to break.
Out of their respective squads, who was actually the dog and who was, you know, one of the guys? I'm
gonna
ask you that.
Okay. All right. We got a little break. And we're gonna listen to this song right here because we're gonna go to break because you may be thinking. We're gonna listen to this song right here. This song, it was a respective back to back verse. I want to know who you guys thought killed this verse. Their verse on this song, and we want to bring the song down right after their verses are over. We'll be right back. Where is it? Right here.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hoppers, Zach, to sound like Kevin. Hot 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mamone, Metcalf, come and get some. Play of opposition. Hot mixer, this one. For all the sick ones, affliction. Poisonous, dark, sickness. Best believe, finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start triple bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but suddenly, got you from my fucking son and you. Got you in your last, I'll be running who? Park in a speed bump coming through. A single make your love respect.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I put it on. Turn it into a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time pin up. When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex. Low petro, your metro. Politics, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Them driving in, come with full collagen. Terrorize the city from the committee. Kick the both Timberlands, turn. Grinning, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should have invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep to you, point from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. So you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest. The alive, watch me prove it. I snapped your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type of fight for my beat. Death and beat a dead for life when you look at me long enough.
I apologize. I thought that was the regular version. I loaded the wrong goddamn song. Wrong version.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Get off your church playlist, nigga.
Hey, man. I have a clean playlist, and I have a regular. I didn't know which place I pulled that file from. All right? Fuck the both of y'all. Y'all like it. Whatever. Play your fuck up. All right. Play your fuck up. All right? But we know how the verse went. We know how the regular verse went. Just out of those two. Just them two right there.
Red, yeah.
It's tough. It's a tough call because they both killed
I mean, right. But when it comes to, when I was listening to that, right, I'm like, okay, listen to Math or listen to Red. And then I think, God dang it, Red is so technical. He's so precise. He's so technical. It meshed better, right? Even if you took the lyrics and the wordplay. If you got rid of all of that, you just went on straight technique. There's a clear winner. There's a knockout. It's not even like, I mean, it was a fight, but it's a knockout. And that goes.
Met the swag rapper, and I'll give him this. I'll put him on my hook any day.
I mean, you'll sell a million albums too.
I tell you that. That nigga do my hooks any day. That's what I'm saying. We can't even box him into that because he does. Meth has a lot of versatility. Like I said, he has a hell of a lot of versatility, and when he hits, Meth knocks it out the box. The two songs that come
when
to mind
to rap.
When he wants to rap, he could do
right,
it.
There you go. There you
but
go.
I just feel like he knows that the bitch is going to buy his albums anyway, so he just kind of, does his swag shit to, be tough enough for the niggas, but be smooth enough for the broads. You know what I mean? And I think that combination, he mastered it. He found the perfect balance. He walks the line every time he gets in the booth. And I think that's what carried him all this far. He knows that shit. You know what I mean? But the two songs that if you've never really analyzed, that Meth, I think, was at, if Meth rapped like this all the time, he would have been untouchable in the 90s. In the song Box in Hand on Ghostface album, the Iron Man album, and on the song Shadowboxing on the GZA album. If Meth rapped like that on those two verses, every time he got in the booth, we'd have a different story to have right now. I think Meth's whole catalog would be different. But being that he's a public guy, he's a pop figure, he has to, toe the line a little bit more to make sure those checks stay coming in. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just my synopsis of it. That's just my synopsis of it. But
I think he took the Hollywood shit too serious.
Who, Meth?
The money was better. The money was better.
Easily.
Well, yeah. You could go 3 months and film, or 2 weeks or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And sign a contract for $500,000 plus royalties. Or you could spend a year making an album, which you're not going to make $500,000 up front. I mean, you got to do shows. You got to sell. You got to hit a certain sales percentage. Yada, yada.
He had a personality he was selling. He had a personality he was selling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely had a personality.
Because back then it was all work. It wasn't, how many spins you get in. No, it was work. It was clubs. It was on the tour. Album sales.
Them niggas had to go through Stretch and Bobito. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now what fucked Method Man career up. Oz. Oz fucked that nigga career up, son. He got that quick Hollywood money. My man ain't looked back.
He ain't looked bad since. Makes I never
you get
put
a verse out of him here and there. You get a verse out of him here and there, but quiet as kept. He a family man. So,
oh yeah.
And let's keep in mind, he ducked the whole controversy with Superhead. People forget that.
I forgot about that shit. I'm straight up.
People
and
forget
it's funny,
that.
And it's funny you brought that up. It's funny you brought that up because I saw, and I meant to tag you in the post. Somebody posted this shit about a week or two ago where Superhead was rating all of the rappers that she'd been with and everything like that. And his name definitely came up on that list. It's circling. In
oh, it's like she was on that nigga's. She was on that nigga's dick, hard body, son. Like, she was on it. Like, he had a special nickname in the book and all that shit, B. Like,
wow.
That nigga was on Park Street.
Wow. I would have never known. But, and he became a heartthrob like that because the songs that he would do with, like, SWB, that Anything remix and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, he was able to cross over to a whole nother fan base. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Get it how you live, my nigga. Like, nobody's ever going to say Meth was, you know, a sucker for doing, even if he's in the window Ja Rule route, no shit like that. You know, Meth played to his advantage. Yeah, the nigga played to his advantage. He knew chicks liked him, and, you know, tall, somewhat light-skinned nigga from New York that's, you know, on the toughest team in the city. Like, okay, who wouldn't play that card any chance they got? Who wouldn't?
That's why I said he Ron Harper, nigga. He's the third best nigga out of Wu-Tang.
Whatever.
He's the third best nigga out of Wu-Tang, son.
Could you even give him third, though? Could you even give him third? To answer your question, if we don't go to break, could you even give him third?
Yeah.
Could you give him third?
That's like saying if my Queen of Spades gonna walk, son. Like, it depending on the circumstances.
Depending on what led, my nigga.
But, like, that bitch might walk. So that might be a bad bitch that night. I don't know.
Might be a bad bitch.
Or if I'm not paying attention to the board and I'm expecting too much, I get outshined by, you know, the nigga that with the better card, with the better hand. No homo. It is what it is. Reggie didn't have that problem.
He didn't have that problem. It wasn't too many niggas that washed Reggie straight off the track. It wasn't too many niggas that washed Reggie straight off the track. If anybody did, you know what I'm saying? And okay. So to answer the question, we're gonna go to break. I'm gonna get into some more music. To answer the question, you said who was the dog on their respective squads? Well, obviously, it was Redman for Def Squad, Hit Squad, whoever EPMD formed. Reggie was obviously the lead dog. He was the alpha dog in that whole squad. All right?
Right.
And for Wu-Tang, that's a toss-up from a lot of people. Because some people say GZA, some people say Ghostface, some people say Ray. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a toss-up. Me, personally, I think the best one out of the crew, out of Wu-Tang, is Ghostface. That's who I personally think is the best. My favorite was Raekwon for a long time until Ghostface catalog kept on extending with quality music. You know what I'm saying? Then Ghost, you know, slowly crept into that top spot for me. But, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't even consider Meth as one of the. He's probably like the third or fourth option on there. After Ghost, Ray, GZA, then you could toss up, you know what I'm saying? Then Meth and RZA,
nigga,
or whatever, like after that.
Nigga, Kappa might fit a better verse than him.
Kappadonna might. I just thought of as I was saying, I just thought about it. Kappadonna might be a sneaky fourth spot. For real. And that's only because he was locked up when they initially dropped. So if Cap got that run to start like all the mother niggas did, he may be 4-4-4.
That's
enough. Yeah. Well, let's get into some more hip hop shit. This was off of Ghostface Supreme Clientele album, Buck 50. I think that Red and Meth went back to back on each other, pause on this one too. So Let's see where the chips fall with this. We'll be right back, y'all. 9:30.
Peace of play.
The phenom, the biggest can't live. Who I'm is? We ain't got shit, something got to get. Y'all done flipped y'all wigs. Blacked out the crib, dying live for my niggas and my badass kids free. Looking at your ice like cheese. I'm plotting on the mouse trap, about to snatch the cheese. I heard y'all kids is about that. Psychotherapy, you bugging, where the couch at? Woo, till they bury me. Never tell a lie, like George with the cherry tree. Now it's cherry pie, if it's not broke, let it be. Ain't nothing nice in New York, sticking for your cake and your icing. That tough talk don't mean nothing when you're up north. So keep them hands where I can see them, like you want freedom. You know that saying, if you can't join them, beat them and push your way in. We ain't acrobats, but we flip on occasion. Pick the pace up, sagging, roll your waist up. Niggas written slum juice from Jacob. Fool, you're like, dude, I don't like your fucking attitude. Fronting on my clan from the scatter,
yo,
we ain't
yo,
mad at you.
Sauce to a cheesy face, measly pace, old face, ghost face. Jump out the window for a little taste of droopy look. My main bitches call me lazy. Educated birds say close, you so crazy.
Have no love to be found.
Cap and slide through with the ghost. Post up like paint on walls. Drip to wells. Big heat, ruffle inside the bubble goose. It's the odd couple. Hollow points follow you home. Staten Island, playing with the big toys that make noise. Echo in the hall, a scared voice. Niggas start to act choice. But Duncan Hines didn't know Betty Crocker had two nines. Made the club moist, shatter the windows. Dust heads running.
Yeah.
The back kingpin, bust the black Jesus
yo,
is coming.
The words you talk, let it be the words you walk. Body you in the bed where the nurses are. Put your vein out, watch me insert the dart. Till it flex from bricks to the Persian Gulf. Light circuits off, 33rd of my brain is off. That explains why my language off. My gun aim and cough, y'all ain't trained to brawl. Y'all more like in training brawls. Wet behind the ear, you're not prepared. But the project flow with extra stairs. I pass out a vest to wear. Yo, the hard wire starting bonfires. Pulling mass so you know it's me. And your weed got more C's than ODB. Can't smoke with ya. Watch ghost time rope to ya. Step and move will open ya.
Baby, take your shit from your dick line. Getting rich line.
Come on, come on, come on.
Have no love to be found.
Cap and slide
Okay, all right. I know normally we take turns in bringing the show back right now, but this shit is heating up, if you ask me. I don't want to say Meth got that one, but Meth kind of bodied that shit right there too, my nigga. Like, that's another one of the few verses that I remember word for word that Meth spit. Word for word, I know that whole verse. See, Meth is a great Derek Jeter. He's a great leadoff hitter. I'll give him that. Definitely a great leadoff hitter.
I was going to mention something about that too. He's not one to, be able to play cleanup or come up next, because he has, if he doesn't shine early, you're not going to see him. You just won't see him. And that's not to say.
That's fucked up.
I mean, but it's a
but
fact.
It's true,
because
though.
I mean, that's
it's
not to say. That's not to say he has no talent, but just imagine that if he was on the track and Capadonna, Redman, and Ghost, and then Meth goes last. Like, what?
Yeah, he might get had. But my man texted me because he listening. Shout out to my dude, my dude Keith, back from the block, from the building. He texted me and said, Deck. Before Cap, Inspector Deck before Capadonna. So that may push Meth a little further down.
I was thinking about that.
That may push Meth a little further down the list if that's the case. He's Steve Kerr. We're talking Steve Kerr. We're talking Judd Bushler. You know what I'm saying?
Early Tony.
So we're talking straight from Croatia. Don't know subject verb agreement, Tony. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's I mean, like, you know, and this is what I'm saying, like, you know, if you're talking the full totality of artistry, I think this is the stack is decked against meth. Because for the simple fact, like, you know, okay, now boom. The point, now we talk, like I said, my man Keith that texted in, shout out to him again, my Vernon in the building, 33 Williamsburg, classes. I pointed out to him, Red came out with What the Album first. That was in 92. And then he followed up with There Is a Dark Side. I felt There Is a Dark Side was a classic Redman album, but he feels that that would be a stretch to say it was a classic album, period, in the 94 era. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. Because we still had Illmatic, Ready to Die. It was a lot of big names that came out in 94. All right, West Coast was on fire. So we get it. That could be a stretch to most pop circles. But to me, as a Redman fan, that solidified his stake in the game with me, because the album was so different. It was so entertaining. It had so many. The skits were thought out. The skits weren't just your normal, oh, I'm on the block, niggas ran up, oh, we got arrested, we're running from the cops, or niggas walked up and we shot niggas, or, you know, we ran up in niggas' cribs and robbed niggas, or...
It felt more real life.
It felt more, and it was entertaining. Some of the shit was comical. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, and that's the thing about it. I felt the entertainment value. I saw he put a lot into that album to make it as complete as it was. You know what I'm saying? It had his weird spaced out shit. But, you know, like I was telling him, I said, nigga, you ain't smoke weed when you was in high school. I did. So that spoke a whole nother language to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I feel like that works against Red because, you know, because of his affinity for, you know, the leafy substance, he's and you know, meth's on record, but like Redman is almost like, if they're Cheech and Chong, Cheech.
Exactly.
He's definitely Cheech.
Exactly. Like. Exactly. So and it's like, and like you said, not to say that meth didn't have that funny side to him, but that shit wasn't expressed in Tikal in that whole album at all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
It, in no way, shape, or form was expressing any kind of Wu-Tang skit that was going on any album. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only time you found the comical side of him, the one song, when I saw the nigga had, like, a lighter side to him, obviously outside of the torture shit that they had with him and Raekwon on the first album before the Method Man song came on. The
Chris
song
Rock
that...
Not the Chris Rock shit. I know you're talking about the Chappelle shit. Not meant to say the Chappelle shit.
Oh yeah, right. Chappelle shit, right. Stick that, a hanger. Yeah, that joint right there. But the only time I saw the nigga's like comical side or like, you know, entertaining side was on Old Dirty Bastard's album. Or one of like the bonus tracks that I think it was like Dirty Dancing or some shit like that. It was like one of the last tracks on there. And, you know, he was just like, you know, flipping around and having a good time and everything like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, the range was set with Redman off of that There Is a Dark Side album. And it was more of a continuation, exclamation mark, at the end of the sentence that he started with What the Album. And that right there, that was a great 1-2 combo. And the entertainment value, like I said, was just through the roof for me. And from there on, I mean, he kept the concepts of different shit. Superman Lovers was on every album. Every album he had Superman Lover on there. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of which, let me go to that real quick. Because the best Superman Lover that I think that he did. Oh, please don't say I didn't. Oh, don't say I didn't do it. I thought I loaded this shit. Because I haven't checked off.
You playing 2 or 3? Are you trying to play
three.
2 or 3?
Oh, you already know. 3. 3. That was the best one. Here we go. We got it. Yes, hell yeah, we got it. We're going to go to this real quick and we'll come right back. This right here to me was the best Superman Lover story that he did. Superman Lover 2, I think, was dope. But when I heard 3, that was it. He didn't make a better one after this. We're going to go to break right now real quick, and we'll come right back. And then we're going to go into Method Man's, I want to say, outside of Boxing Hand, his best verse, verses from Shadow Boxing. So we'll be right back. Let us know what you think about this.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Nah, motherfucker.
I was flying through the motherfucking sky with my blunt full of lies. Bye bye, Z05. Cold name, he's the super. Man, pop my Luger. Blast don't stay trooper. I'm on the run, G. I got these hoes spreading from Japanese to diabetics. Toes stay painted because of my foot fetish. You damn right. They had to ban me from eating pussy all night. WWF bitches. Slamming them in the rope like Shawn Mike. I can't be touched, bitch. I disco and kryptonite. Shit, I'm broke as hell. I had to buy all my girls 5411 Reebok the wholesale. Almost got caught boosting out of Odell. Bitches on my coattails like they coke rail. Can't even go in the jam without a bitch grabbing my hand and squeezing my ass saying, that's who the fuck I be. I got a college degree on Von Z and record MC. Making shit happen like Little C. I come from a land of phantom leaves bark from trees and sticking your hands in lakes rolling seaweed. Criminals be up to no good. So I tuck a heater. Bulletproof suit still in the fucking cleaners. But anyways, I'm up into my neighbor Johnny Blaze. Told me there's a bitch up the block who got more cops than AK. The bitch just moved in and built in 210 right next door to the Fantastic Four and the Penguin. Good looking, Johnny. 5-0's right behind me. Let me act like I know and get ghost. Don't get my knee to roast, get my cape in shades. Now I'm off with the Superman 3 antidote. Ah!
I like the rest of the story too, but we ain't got a lot of time to get into everything. We still got more.
Who is it?
It's the super here to pay that ass to visit. Yo. What's up, say, man? Story time, man. Story time. Story time. Ain't no way Lloyd Banks is better than this nigga. Niggas smoking dope right now. I need to know the name of his dope dealer. I need some of that good shit.
No, fuck you don't. That nigga.
I did.
Shooting fentanyl.
He said, no, you don't.
Nigga said, no, you do not.
Oh, man.
Stuff I get full of bad decisions.
Yeah, that nigga smoking dope, son. And he never smoked none in his life. Good for him. But, just looking at the highlights, real quick before we finish the conversation, how about those Raiders, man? And how about I had to take these stripes, but who lost in worse fashion? Was it the Bills with the Cardinals, or was it the Jets like this?
Son, this nigga Greg Williams did engage.
In real life football, my nigga. Yeah.
Nigga, I don't even run that shit against my sons in Madden, nigga. Like, that shit is too risky.
They should just take that play out of the game. Because nobody in their right mind should run that game. Ever in life. Ever in life.
They should have fired him yesterday. They should have fired him yesterday. And honestly, between today and Wednesday, if somebody else doesn't fuck up worse than Greg Williams, he's leading for the bitch please this Wednesday. Because I got some serious issues with Greg Williams. So,
How about the Giants?
Yeah,
you want to talk about that, Z, for like maybe a minute or two? How about those Giants?
I do.
I mean, you got to share first place with the Washington football team right now, though, after they just beat the—
But, I mean, I'm not even concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is the fact that we beat—
you need to be.
Seattle. Okay? Like,
yeah.
Seattle is hot, man. I don't—
Thank
care.
You. Thank you.
Yo, Seattle, I did not even come close to expecting that. Okay? And I'm a Giants
fan.
Nobody
did.
Yo, they— I'm telling you, yo, listen. Listen, that defensive coordinator
gonna have
now
to win like
coach,
that.
Yo, he
gonna have to win like that,
making
son.
It happen, fam.
Nah,
like,
yeah, man, you boys are playing for Joe Judge, man. I give that to
yo,
them. They playing for Joe.
He is making it happen right now, and they're playing defense first. Offense is—
shit, that's all they got,
right,
nigga. They ain't got no offense.
I mean,
that's all they got. All
okay.
they got is Evan Engram. That's it. And
right.
else knows
but think
that.
About in the winning game. Go figure.
Yeah.
But that's
resident calling, busy gaps. You seem to chime in once I said something about the Giants. Are you adding fuel to that fire?
Nah. I was feeling a little creepy just listening to the show and not having that input in. But if I don't know nothing about the subject, I'm on my business, B. And I was sitting back listening to a history lesson, and I was going through meth and red, like, you know, growing up. We knew of them, you know, a few hits and stuff, but meth and red, how high is how, you know what I'm saying, my generation probably.
Well, that's how you
got to
introduce them,
you know
right.
Like, I mean, not I don't want to say introduce, but that's how we, I guess, formally and personally.
That's their point of reference.
You know,
yeah, that's your point of reference.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and from there it was like Beavis and Butthead, not like stupid, but just like it wasn't no either one better than the other. It was like peanut butter and jelly. Like you had to have, you know what I'm saying, the two of them together. Like so.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like,
don't get it twisted. Don't I mean because the context of the show is not to pit one higher than the other, but you know we're just having a friendly, you know, dust up about it just to see, you know. Because they were great
but it's just like if you looked at Freeway and Beans, like, you know, you're going to hit, like, yeah, you're not going to pit them against each other, but you kind of had somebody who leaned more.
Well,
to,
that's
if,
really
saying,
not
depending on what you were
Beans,
trying to do.
Beans is the superior artist than Freeway. If you ask me.
I think
Freeway got the better bars.
Certain songs, Freeway gonna rock it crazier. Like, he has like one style, like a hard joint. Free could get him a little more versatile in his prime and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, I ain't want to get. But it was a real good history lesson to kind of, kind of made me want to go look into some of the niggas' music.
Go check the files, baby. We got one more. Just for that, we got one more. We're going to take another quick break. I'm loving this energy. I'm loving this show. We loving this music. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to listen to Shadowboxing shit. This right here, next to Boxing Man, in the $1.50 that were played earlier. I may have to play this whole song because it's a 3-minute song. I may have to play this whole shit because Meth goes first, and then he comes back and kills this verse for the second. Let's get into this shit right here, y'all. We'll be right back.
Fuck that. I breaks it down to the bone gristle, ill speaking, scud missile, heat seeking, Johnny Blaze, nightmares like Wes Craven. Niggas gunning, my third eye seen it coming before it happened. You know about them fucking statin kids, they smashing everything, in any shape, form, or fashion. Now everybody talking about they blasting. Is you busting still or is you flashing? Talking out your asshole, you should have learned about the flowing PZ Afro. The Italian stallion, chinky eye and snot nose. From my naps to the bunion on my big toe. I keep it and moving. Know just what the fuck I'm doing. Rap insomniac, seen to catch a nigga snoozing. Slip the cardiac, arrest me. Exorcist, hip hop, possess me. Crunch a nigga like a Nestle. You know my stage. Burning to a third degree. Sneaky ass alley cat, top pedigree. The head toucher. Industry party bum rusher. You don't like it, dick up in your fuck ya. Yo, I slayed MCs back in the rec room era. My style broke motherfucking backs like him for terror. Most rap niggas came loud but unheard. Once I pulled out, round them off to the nearest third. Check these non-visual niggas with tapes in a portrait. Flood the seminar trying to orbit this corporate in the street. But what them niggas can't see must break through like the wolf unexpectedly. Protect your neck, my sword still remains imperial. Before I blast the mic, risen scratch off the cereal. We reign all year round from June to June. My niggas fight immediately, if not soon. Set the lynching, inform the execution date as the 2000 beyond slang suffocate. Amplify sample through vacuum tubes compressions. Cause RZA the charge niggas 20 G's a
session. Get mastered, the plot thicken. Just be that woo shit. I don't give a cotton picking. Fuck about a brother trying to father nigga up. I hold my own, hard hat protect the dome. Look at mama baby boy acting like he grown. No time for sleep, I get deep as the baritone. Killer bee that be holding down his honeycomb. Lounging son, ooh brother number one. Protect your neck, flying guillotines, here they come. Bloody bastards, hard times and kill attack. Spitting words, plus semi-automatic slurs. Peep the graphic, novel from the genie bottle. Hit the clutch, shift the gear now, full throttle. Time to bungee, to the next episode that keeps it grungy. Hand on my nutsack, and spitting lunges. Out of whack, nigga that, don't understand the fact. When they come to rid the tracks, I don't know how to act. Real rap from the stack, Killer Hill Projects, how to be exact. Break it down, all in together now. Things are getting good, looking better now.
Man, you know how fast I memorized that verse. You know how many times I listen to that song just because of that verse, those verses? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? When meth spit like this, we can have the conversation. But
it was too far and few in between.
Too far and few in between, man. So
I mean, here's the deal with meth. Like we said, he had the persona, he had the personality that, you know, the chick dig, you know, dudes was like, you know, yeah, that's meth, right? Like, you know, when he played, what's the name, 187? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you couldn't help but to just rock with the dude. But at the end of the day, like I said, man, even if you took the lyrics out of it, technique just is not there. It's just not. And that sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You want to be a meth fan, right? Like, everybody wants to be a meth fan. And it's just that at the end of the day, if you really break it down, bar by bar, piece by piece, nah, bro, you ain't got it. That sucks, but you ain't got it.
Yeah, and that's just what I'll be trying to tell folks, man. It's like, it's not a slight to him, but, you know, meth is just not, you know, a bar technician like how Reggie is at times. And that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like I said,
full college educated. I mean, there's no educational disposition. There's no anything. It's just that at the end of the day,
Red's just a better rapper. He's just a better artist, man.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but you know, like you said, if you want to line catalogs up, like and the thing about it with the list that I came up with, I try to line them up as close as possible to each other. Like, I'm not gonna like line up fucking Triumph up against some shit like, you know, I don't know, like. Not right. That it was a bad song, like How to Roll a Blunt or some shit like that. Like, those are... Triumph is a fucking iconic song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't line anything up against that except for, like, a headbanger, a posse cut like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's like, you know, you got to take the good with the bad with this.
Generations.
Yeah, I mean, you could play that anywhere. That's the anywhere play that song, and you'll be okay. Because everybody knows Wu-Tang Forever at that point. You know what I mean? So I try to line this list up the best I could with compatible songs. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when it all boils down to it, like you said, man, I just think Red was, you know, I'm speaking with a certain bias because Redman is my favorite rapper. But at the end of the day, if we line him up with Method Man, catalog-wise, the only way Meth stands a chance or even blows him out the water is through all his features that he has. Because he has features with about everybody, and everybody want to feature with him. You know what I mean? Shit, even him doing a hook on fucking Ice Cream. You know what I'm saying? Cashews and Cream. Cashews, everything's around me. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, the versatility went different ways with him, because you wouldn't catch Redman doing just anybody's hook. You know what I'm saying? He's dropping 16 on it. You know what I mean? He'll produce a song before he just does a hook on somebody's shit. You know what I mean?
But now, didn't anyone see that video that him and Redman put out like maybe a year or so ago?
About?
They just did a, I want to say, I have to look it up. I don't think, it wasn't the Breakfast Club. It might have been Sway in the Morning. And because they did a video for the song too. And Meth went in. And it's like, okay, he's 49 years old. He waits till now to get like extremely.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And he's dropping bars on his recent features that he's been on right now, B.
Bruh.
He's been murdering shit these last couple joints that I've heard him on. It's like, where was this nigga, you know, in 97, nigga? Where the fuck was you at?
Right,
I told you, niggas. Hollywood.
Yeah, I guess he didn't have to worry about the craft thing. He was getting that Hollywood check, but you know.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I guess, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a unanimous decision. Redman is the superior artist out of the two. But it's kind of like my man Biz said. They're better. They're best together. It's like peanut butter without the jelly. You know, they complement each other, and I think they push each other. You know, because that Blackout album was dope. That right there, I wasn't disappointed in many songs on that album. But the one song that I want y'all to go back and listen to, just because, like I said, I'm a Redman dude, I analyze this dude's verses. Go back and listen to the song "Run for Cover." That's the song that had Ghostface on that joint, and it was one other dude from the Theodore Unit. I forget who it was. Nigga sound like Killer Priest, but it wasn't him. Some other dude from the Theodore Unit was on that track. Ghostface, Red, and Meth, obviously, because it's their album. Go back and listen to that track and go listen to Redman's verse and understand why I cannot give the nod, pause, to Method Man about the joint. Everybody on that track spit, but between Redman and Ghostface, that's the real battle. That's the battle of who had the best verse on that song. You know, Street Life. Thank you, Keith. Street Life was on there. He was a fourth person on that Run for Cover track. But check that track if you've never really heard how far the rabbit hole goes. Red body that shit, Meth body that shit, Ghostface body that shit. Go back and listen to that track. We about to get out of here, y'all. We're going to see y'all Wednesday. We're going to talk about these vaccine situation, about how they try to pull this Trojan horse with getting the former president to take some clear liquid in an injection to make you think that it's a COVID vaccine. But I want to hear from some first responders, some essential workers to see if they mandate that, what's their thoughts on that? We'll see y'all Wednesday. Peace.
Mic check. I can get smooth to any groove. Relax the tongue. Let my mic take a cruise around the planet. Packing men like Janet Jackson. She's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Red Man, what the fuck, man? Get the fuck off that punk smooth shit, man. Get with that rough shit, man. You know how we do.
mic check. I walk around the street with the black tech down by the waistline, picking out hot shit. I never claimed to be the best type of rapper, but have to show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, hurricane cheap hacks the gatsum. Chigga bang bang, yo bust the slang with my name. It's the red man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking right, tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. The one perfected, when the funk been ejected. I roughen up the rough grab to like make your head split. Past the 40 and the blunt and don't front on the block. Cause when you do front, brother, you get the start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. Then pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got to have it. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet star. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight's the night, and me and my niggas ain't playing. You wanna see me get cool, please, save it for the breeze, cause the lyrics and tracks make me...